太陽を仮面に受けて願いは一つ青い空黄色い砂塵渦巻く街にピンクの頬の五人の戦士浮かせ緑の明日の風を Go!
Go! Go!
五つの力を一つに合わせて叫べ勝利の雄たけびを秘密戦隊ゴーレンジャ
ー。 We should be live.
Live. Live in...
Coming to you live from Bill's office room. Welcome to the Sentai Review.
I'm here, but I'm looking shit up.
No.
I'm still waiting for the damn video to actually kick up on the thing. So that way I can check the chat.
Yeah, I guess I should load that up.
Because I can't check the chat right now because... Stuff. What's up, Shane? Waiting on you.
What's up?
Yeah.
Did Shane get another haircut?
Do what? I'm sorry, Scott. I can't hear you even though I'm two seats away because you're not talking into your mic.
I got the video.
How the hell do you have the video and I fucking... God damn YouTube.
Because YouTube updated last night, so I was able to get it to update, so I've already got it.
But, what?
I got it.
God damn, fuck it. You know what? No, I'm just switching to the damn Wi-Fi. Fuck it.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Bill, I'm stealing your internet.
Rude.
I stay off the Wi-Fi.
To steal.
Look, I pay my rent at home.
Okay, so, yeah.
To be fair, that was actually the best part of staying at home, as I could pay my rent.
God
and
damn
just
it.
Review this in my undies.
Yeah, thank God you have to wear pants.
Well, to be fair, I also got off work. If I went to work without pants, there'd be a lot more problems.
Or a lot less problems.
No, a lot more problems.
Children go there?
I don't know. It's third shift stock, so no children are there, but... I don't know about you, but if I get cardboard cut on my legs, I'm going to be pissed. Because a cardboard cut on the hands is already bad enough.
No, see,
a cardboard cut on your willy.
I was about to say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
A cardboard cut on the dick would be a lot worse.
What? Speak up.
I see.
Yep.
I see your question there, and... I don't think I would choose to live in any Gundam universe.
No.
It's exciting and it's cool to think that Gundams are cool, but it's also war and freaking nuclear bombs and a bunch of people dying, and chances are, even if I am a Gundam pilot or a mobile suit pilot, I'm one of the cannon fodder that goes out there at the beginning and gets stuck in the
Bill's
animation of a bunch of lights and circles.
Hey, what's that noise? Oh, that's a colony. Oh, we're dead.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a colony.
Or even worse, we're like, oh, yeah, fucking great. And then my eyes just glass over, and you're like, what the hell is that sound? I'm like, I don't know. I can't see anymore. And then we just get flash fried. Because a nuke just went off over in the fucking high school football field.
It's, I do like the fact that Gundam doesn't pull its punches, though. It's a story. When it's at its best, it is not a drama that's on the level of fucking magical superheroes. I don't like Super Mecha, but I love the wartime dramas that you get from the original Gundam series and most of the UC.
Whereas I do enjoy me some G Gundam. Dragon Ball Gundam.
What superhero universe would we live in? This is just going to be random questions for 10 minutes while we wait for people to get in here.
Oh, I suppose.
That's their next question.
I mean, to be fair, I was going to apologize.
So you want to live in the DC universe. You know that you're just a dude there.
Yeah, okay. We don't have superpowers, dude.
That's it, because that doesn't seem to be the question. The question is, where do you want to live?
Yeah,
and I don't think I want to live in the DC universe where essentially gods are flying around and I'm completely fucking
and
nay
then you
insignificant.
Also had to deal with the dark multiverse and shit. I don't want to go to the Marvel.
I don't want to go to the Marvel universe either. There's a bunch of gods falling from the sky in fear, and there's events every fucking week, like world-ending events every week.
I'm going to pick the best one, Dark Horse.
I don't think I want to go there either.
No, you don't want to go there either. No.
Why? No, because then if I live in the Dark Horse universe, then I'm in Star Wars.
Actually,
I just live on a planet.
I mean...
Nowadays, no.
You're kind of right to live in the Teletubby universe.
But they did have the rights
that baby
for Star
sun
Wars
scares
for a
me.
Long while.
But now
with
the creepy
adult
baby sun.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Have
is
you actually
it?
Seen the picture?
No, I haven't. Well, I don't watch Teletubbies.
Well, no, not the sun.
I can't think.
The person that was the baby is now an adult.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of which company actually has Spawn, but to be fair, I'd be okay with the Spawn universe.
Image.
Yeah. And the only reason why? Half of that shit takes place in New York. We live in Illinois.
Image
I'm
is
fine.
Where they were.
No,
yeah,
I
that's true.
I don't think I want to live in the Spawn universe.
Wait, no. Seth just said it. Yeah. All the shit that happens is in New York. We're fine.
Look, the only downfall to the Spawn universe is werewolves and vampires exist.
Okay, but here's
the
problem.
That's literally the only downfall.
No, because Image also includes things like, for a while, Image was running things like Blood Rain is real and lives in that universe, and Darkseid, Darkclaw is real and lives in that universe, and fucking,
you know what?
Darkchild lives in that universe.
We'll pick the least of the worst universes.
Witchblade is a thing in that universe.
Archie Comics. We'll live in that universe.
But it was
no,
Image
because
for a while.
Yes, but now it's Top Guy.
So it depends on what part of the universe you're falling into, because Tomb Raider and all of the relics of the past, like the Ark of the Covenant and whatnot, are all real too.
But
Indiana Jones.
Yes. Well, yes, but then you also have a problem if you go with Top Cow.
If we find the Ark of the Covenant, then we could go fight Nazis and make them open it, and their faces will melt off.
But if you go to Top Cow, then you have to deal with the darkness, who's in the middle of fighting and fucking the Witchblade, so they're dealing with heaven and hell bullshit.
That was also back
and the preacher
but that was back and forth. That was back and forth with Image as well, because a lot of shit from Image fell into Top Cow.
Right.
Also, you also got to remember that if you're in the Image universe, like with hell and stuff, if you do bad and, like, you're a bad person and you go to hell, you have to deal with the fucking Muppet Devil. Marvolja?
He doesn't look like that. That's the movie. That's the movie.
Yes, but that's the movie. Like, Malbolgia.
I know that he's supposed to be more terrifying.
Oh, yes.
Malbolza? What?
Your balls?
They kind of itch, I guess, but fucking...
Anyway, yeah, so before we got into that bullshit, like I said, I was
another guy here is
I was
going
to apologize to everybody in the Facebook groups for spamming all the times on streaming, which is almost every fucking day.
From any franchise you like. See, I'll just cheat. I'll say I have a power from the X-Men universe.
Which power?
God, what the hell was
Shit. I know what would be perfect for Nick, because of his
I think it was esokinesis.
Nope. You will get the ability to grow your fingernails.
Nope. Esokinesis.
Like Meg.
Yep, like Meg.
Is that really all you can do?
Ow, that hurt.
I...
Is it bleeding? No.
Shane, I would just have esokinesis. It's okay.
I...
Do you know what esokinesis is?
It's kinesis that has eso.
No. Esokinesis,
kinesis
you warp
from
reality.
Fucking ESO. Telekinetic Elder Scroll character.
Super speed. Flash.
For me. Shane.
Easy.
Well, technically, you don't have to say Flash anymore since Marvel has a new Flash now.
His name is Quicksilver.
No. A new one with the Heroes Reborn. They introduced some DC-like characters.
That's not surprising. That's been going on forever.
That's a fucking easy-ass fucking question. I take Nick.
You're blatantly ripping off DC.
Well, that's okay. There's essentially a 100%
rip-off
Wonder
you.
Woman.
Oh, why would you pick me?
Because you at least have military training.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, but I have super speed.
No, Wiki literally asked, Seth, if you could pick another person from the Sentai Review gang to be a partner, like a survival partner on a deserted island, who do you pick? And again, I take Nick because he's got military
survival
training. Yeah, survival training from the military.
Oh, for me,
done.
I take nobody. I can trust these motherfuckers. They'll eat me or something. Fuck that. When the food runs out, no, I'll be by myself.
You're assuming the food's going to run out with Nick around.
It's kind of true.
I just like to say...
Yeah. Well, no, to be fair... Okay.
I would just like to say the idea that you get stranded on an island that has any survival possibility is still low.
It is.
Like, you'd be surprised how many islands are out there that are literally just balls of sand.
Dude, what's really funny is if you're on a ship, right?
You might be able to survive for a little while.
You're dead. Full sun exposure, 24 hours a day on a ball of sand with nothing to drink.
You're on a ship, ship sinks.
You're dead.
You're floating on debris, right? You see an island in the
Or you could crash on one of those islands where you think you have a chance, but the crabs are actually carnivorous and eat humans, because that's a real thing.
There's less than 1% chance this ever happens, but you're floating on debris. You see an island in the distance, so eventually, you know, you try to get to land. You get to that island, and you're like, holy shit, this island's a fucking resort. Yes, I got lucky.
Yeah, but it's that stupid Pokemon resort with the giant robot Pokemon, and they step on you, fucking terrifying.
I remember that, yes.
I was actually thinking more along the lines of it's one of those super private people resorts where they have the most dangerous hunt.
Yep.
And you become the prey.
Or you could end up on one of those ones where you are told you cannot go to this island because it's literally nothing but, like, indigenous people who have never seen anybody other than their tribe for hundreds of thousands of years.
Sure. So
and
Shane,
they're cannibals. So
Shane dead. Chose Shane
Don't
chose a superpower. Okay?
Nick chose a superpower.
You chose
also.
A superpower and it was Flash's power, okay?
Speed
That's
Force.
Wonderful, except for in this universe, none of those materials exist, so Shane would run and the literal current of air that exists would destroy all of his clothes.
Right here. See, I realize that I don't have the
just
clothes.
Just be naked streak running at super speed, tearing up his feet.
I don't have to run at light speed. All I got to do is be like, just run down the interstate at 80 miles an hour, like, brisk pace.
Hurt your eyes like a motherfucker.
Better put some goggles on, motherfucker.
Yeah, goggles.
Wiki, that's a bad one, because literally all we have to do is take any bird or anything that can learn fly. You have to survive in the woods. Okay? I've got a Pidgeotto. Hey, Pidgeotto, fly me to McDonald's. Done.
Pidgey. You have a Pidgey.
All you need is a Pidgey.
Seth is getting on his tiny one-pound bird.
Tiny Pidgey.
All right, fly me,
Holding
bitch.
It by the neck.
Fly, bitch.
No!
Fucking 10-year-olds can fucking fly on them motherfuckers. Adults can fly on them motherfuckers.
But with Pokemon Sword and Shield now, you get flying taxis.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Oh, well, then
Corviknight
I just need a Corviknight. Done.
But Shane... Esokinesis is the best superpower to take for one reason. You can reshape reality. It is the most broken of superpowers.
Only every single action has an equal and opposite reaction, and since we exist in our world, he would reshape something that would literally destroy everything, and that would be the end, and he would die too.
Fucking villain.
Yep. That's blue now. We all died.
Your shirt is now pink, Bill. Oh, I just ended the world.
Bill's shirt is now actually a pink gi that says kill you on the back. Best way to die.
That would be sick.
So here we go.
I don't know. I still feel like, for me, best way to die would be to have a white lantern ring, but I mean...
It is time to talk about these villains again, talking about these monsters of the week. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell in the studio.
Scott, Action Jackson.
Shane, Proto Guy.
Nick, the Pally Man. Let's do this with the bees!
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. General Genghis Master's pirate mask.
It's
a pirate.
It's a pirate. It's
with
three.
A gigantic fucking hook for a hand. Damn.
I mean, the face is stupid as shit. He's got a really ridiculous big hook hand, yeah.
I mean, he'll take your whole fucking...
I think his eyes are those windows on a boat.
Yeah. Actually, they are.
Yeah, they're portholes.
Huh. Yeah.
And the three Homer Simpson hairs he has on his head are cannons.
Okay.
It's a portcullis.
It's a pirate.
Yeah,
all right,
I mean, the belt sash is not bad. I'll give it a
it's
three.
It's a pirate.
He's a pirate.
It's a pirate.
You just need
he's
pet.
Dumb.
I wish he had a peg.
But
three.
It's fine.
Kind of wish he had a peg.
Okay, well, I'll
like,
finish it all out.
I
want to
give it lower, but it is a pirate.
It's time to talk about Razor Mask.
Ouch. Oh, damn.
Bootleg Shredder.
Well, fucking scare.
Bootleg Shredder with a fucking stick blade.
Fucking scary Bic mascot here.
No shit, but he's cool as shit. I like that dude.
He gets 3.5.
I give him a 3.9. I like the cape, like the outfit, the helmet thing's not bad. The fucking sword razor blade thing's weird as shit, but it's neat.
He had to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it a 3.51.
Really? Are you doing that again?
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing that on purpose because
Bill's doing the squinty
eye. Yeah, because now Nick knows what a pain in the ass this is. I know what a pain in the ass this is.
I know.
Scott knows what a pain in the ass this is now.
Oh,
deuce.
So, I would love to know how much of a pain in the ass it is. But
well, here, I'll give you my phone in a minute and you could do all the tabulations from here.
Yeah, you
it is a 3.482, so 3.48. I almost forgot how to read. I was like, wait, what am I reading again?
Do what?
Do you right now?
Rock face mask.
Oh, god damn it. Dude, he's got one of the fucking Maui heads.
He does.
Let's rock.
I don't give a fuck.
Dude, he's okay.
That
he's
dude
fucking
is cool
awesome.
As shit.
Four.
And his weapon's a fucking Easter
yep.
Island head.
Exactly. He's fucking awesome.
Wait, what the?
Yeah, I agree to
I'm
the
trying
four.
To figure out, like, is that... Is that a gun?
It looks like it can fire from...
Because it looks like a barrel at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That'd be amazing if it shot little Easter Island head bullets.
This dude gets a 4.5.
Pew, pew, pew.
He's got cool cape. He's got fucking Easter Island heads. This dude is awesome.
Does his head turn to show his fucking
other
happiness
heads.
And sadness and frowny
right.
face?
And angry face? I didn't know he was a Shura.
Because that would be amazing.
Four.
This dude's
okay,
winning.
So is it, whoa, not two. There, five, okay. 3.9 for that man.
Yeah!
Shot mask.
Shit mask.
Shot mask?
Shot mask.
It's a shit mask.
This dude is dumb.
Exactly, a shit mask.
This dude is dumb. Yes, he
Give
is.
This guy an ass.
Fucking dumb.
You know what? Double down on the ass. He's got the left cheek. I've got the right cheek. You
ass.
Know what? That's and Bill's bringing up the butthole. The triple ass.
I'll agree to it.
The quadruple ass. It's the four-assed
he's
monkey.
He's formed the colon.
I have to give pity points because he has a tumor. I don't know how much time he's got. So
I don't know how much time he's got.
Three.
it's the quad ass three.
2.104 or a 2.10.
Hey, you didn't get under a two, so technically it's pity.
Please be better than that last
Steel
guy.
Mask.
Is he going to steal shit from us, or is he steal?
No, like steel, like made of steel.
Okay, your weapon is impractical as fuck.
One.
What? They're big scissors that can't close?
No. Hit. Oh, wait. Yeah, never mind. I was like,
impractical.
I was like,
one.
Why does he have the backwards version of razor
he's
mask
got,
weapon?
He's got big scissors that can't close, a really awful mask, and he throws his head like Cutman. See, that's his mohawk. He took his mohawk off.
Those scissors are really like Cutman's.
This man gets a 1.5. Especially because he is a
He's using Cutman's colors almost. He's got the white ear.
He's failing at Cutman.
Yeah,
give
so
imitation sad Cutman a 1.
He has an X mouth.
Yeah.
That's because somebody used a silence spell.
For the Kirby and the Mega Man references, I'll be fair, he's a 3.
That's why he got a 1.5 instead of a 0.
2.
But he still failed.
Oh, no, wait, that is everybody. Okay, never mind.
I mean, at least
1.7, move on.
At least his belt was on straight.
Okay, time for Vein Mask. Ew. That is kind of... What the... He has a veiny rod.
He's coming up a bit short here.
God damn.
You know what his face reminds me of? Like a little bit of Hollow Man.
You know, they truly ran out of monsters and henchmen.
But his eyes are
when
derpy.
When they send the fat overweight guy.
Zoom in
you.
On his face.
And short.
But Shane, he has so many sight to show you.
Look at his eyes. He looks derpy. He's
really?
Like, hey guys, I you fight today. Yay.
Really?
Awesome.
He gets
I
1.
I make a decent joke and nobody. Okay, that's fine.
I missed it.
He has so many sight to show you.
Yeah, that's about right.
For knockoff Pinhead. Fucking 2. Whatever.
1. Yeah, he does kind of got the beaker mouth going.
1.
Yeah, 1.
Me. Him.
1.2, moving on.
Dude, fuck that guy.
What? Warship Mask, as in a war ship. It's on the water.
If this motherfucker doesn't have massive cannons, he's a 0.
If he doesn't have a boat head, I'm going to be so
As
mad.
A matter of fact...
He's got a bow head.
He's got a battleship head.
He's got a battleship head.
You know what?
And his fucking anchor. Weapon's a giant anchor with a mace on the end.
That's quite dangerous.
That then fucking rolls up and wraps around the top, I guess.
As dumb as he looks, I will give him a 3.2.
I'm willing to give a 3 just because he's... I mean, I wasn't... He said he was.
It's better than I expected.
Right, but now I have a major question.
The tiny cannon, so...
Does that mean that this team has to stand on the other side of the mountain and nobody's allowed to move? They just kind of have to throw moves on the other side?
That'd be amazing. They're trying to mortar
Before Tomb! Boom!
At the same time, though, it looks like that he just got done scarfing down some cherry pie and didn't wipe his mouth.
Actually, awesome. Somebody in the chat said a rust beard.
Yeah, he does have a rust beard. Yeah.
But if
it's a rust mustache!
But, I mean, the thing is, if you look at, like, the older, like, battleships and stuff, they actually did have that red bottom painted on them. I think that was to show, something to do with, like, how much of it was supposed to be underwater. I don't remember.
Oh, did we all rate this guy? Is he done?
I don't know. I got a 3.2, a 3, and a 2. I'm missing 2 people.
Oh. I know I said 2. 3. 2.
Then it's you 2.
I did a 2.
I gave a 2.
Okay.
Oh, well, then I missed Shane's.
All right. There we go.
Okay. So it's a 2.64.
Cool.
That's not bad. I mean, he did better than fucking Sad Dude.
Wire Mask.
0.
0.
I don't see a single wire.
He's got a duster. He can clean the house.
That's not a wire. 0.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the duster might be made out of wires.
It's got a big ass handle too, so he can get the ceilings and all the corners.
He should have been feather duster mask.
He was the last monster we have. Let's send the chimney sweep.
Chimney sweep. We're out of guys.
Quick,
go out there.
Call
fight.
The set of Sir, Mary Poppins. Tell Dick Van Dyke to get his ass over here.
This is what you hired me for. In fact, this is my first day on the job. I'm just cleaning the chimney. I'm not a fighter.
Well,
get out there.
We're out of guys. You're a fighter now. Use that duster. defend us.
You do know that this is a duster.
Genghis Mask says go.
It's about as efficient as a fucking pillow.
You might sneeze to death.
He gets a fucking one.
Dude gets a fucking one as well. Yes, that sucks.
Okay, so then altogether he's a .6.
Fuck that man.
Say, now we're going to start looking at Golden Masks people.
Jesus balls!
No, that's
time for Anchor Mask.
Goodness gracious.
Well, I mean...
Okay, this dude is actually kind of neat looking.
He has a net for a cape.
He stole...
He does have a net for a cape.
He's got a net for a cape. He stole a jester's hat and made it his full head, except he also stole Black Manta's eyes.
One.
I think he tried to be Black Mantis and really...
I'm willing to do 2.5 here. It catches my attention at least, and there's a lot of bad in this show from what I'm witnessing, so... If he even gets my attention, he deserves some kind of praise.
Two.
I'll give him a 2.9. I mean, it is kind of neat for some of the aesthetics, like the fishing net fucking cape. That is kind of funny.
You know what? Yeah, no, I'll go full 3 on this guy. I'm going to divide by the 5. 2.28.
Okay.
Does that
Big Ears Mask.
Fucking really?
Yes.
Fucking really?
Yes.
So is that kind of Nick's nuke?
As much as I would love to give it a 0.
You gotta nuke the mofo?
No. It gets a 3.
Shit.
Oh, did what it said. It is a big ear.
Yes, it is.
What?
So because it is what it says it is,
just
I'm going to go ahead and drop a 0.
Yeah, exactly. Because it says what it is, it's a fucking 0.
His weapon?
It's a big ear, Bill.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to give it a 3.
Look, he's wearing Saitama's outfit as a big ear.
I was
going
to say that.
One.
So instead of one punch man, is it one sound man?
Yep.
Oh, wow, look at that. Everybody else saved it. He's a 1.
Oh, my God. Can opener mask.
Electric or hand crank?
That.
I can't
Neither.
Tell.
Swiss Army knife.
Is he in a barrel?
Yes.
He's in a barrel.
Get this man
with
zero.
Fucking buttons.
Zero.
And eyeballs.
0.
Really scraping the bottom of the fucking...
Barrel?
Point yes. 2. And that's only because the mask itself kind of looks cool, but the rest of him is dumpy.
They were literally running out of options. They scraped the bottom of the barrel, found this guy in the barrel, and was like, fuck it, go.
I'm not a fighter.
Here's a mask and a stick. It's a pointy stick.
You know what? I'm giving him a 1. And
his hands
because...
his hands are those little turny fucking things on the end of the
can
opener.
They're the
circular one and the twist cuts. Rigidity one.
Yep.
His ears are also the twist key that you get if you get like a fucking can of spam.
I hate these so much.
His weapon is also the Swiss Army knife one.
There's only been one cool one so far.
Sir, you have been sending us out there to die, and I'm not a fighter. The rest of us here are not fighters.
This guy worked in the kitchen, just opening the big jars of fucking food.
He's opening the big can of beans.
Because you keep sending us out to die, that you have to literally send your fucking help now to go fight. We're starting a union.
What's that? Wait, what?
We're starting a monastery.
Bam, you're dead. Anybody else want to unionize?
0.44.
0.0. already gave it a zero.
Clock
yes,
mask.
I know. He's a 0.44.
Clock mask.
All right, if you're not a damn it.
Regular alarm
it's
clock.
A shitty clock.
He has a clock shield.
He does have a warped clock shield. That is kind of neat.
You mean she?
He's got a...
She.
Oh, it is a she.
Okay.
Okay. It, warped clock mask is the thing that gets my attention. It's sword pike blade thing is
it's a minute
is a,
hand.
Yep, it's a minute hand.
Well,
that's kind of cool. It's a hand.
Yeah, it's a minute hand.
It's a hand. I'm assuming. Yeah.
Shit.
Minute hand's a longer
I'm
one.
I'm assuming
anyways.
It's a minute
damn
hand.
It, dude.
It's, but if it's small and it's more like a daggery esque smaller
then
thing,
it'd be the hour
then
hand.
It's maybe an hour hand. It's a hand. I can't tell from this angle. I think it's about the size of a sword.
Hey.
It's neat, though.
Hey, what time is it?
4:02.
It's battle time.
And also
it's 3:02.
3:02? That little arm is sort of pointing at the 4.
It's between the 3 and 4. Mm. So it's actually a broken
depending
clock.
On the shield, it's 8.
No, the face.
I know.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock on his shield.
Yeah.
I don't know what time
you
it
know
is.
What? It gets a 3-point.
One.
It's
a 2.
3.1. 3. Yeah, 3.4. It's so dumb and gimmicky, but at least it gave me something to have interest in.
2.9.
Okay.
I don't know what's worse. Having to do the fucking Fantastic
you saw that
Four
name?
Weeks ago,
name.
Or this now.
Cow
what's that name?
Shoe mask.
Cow shoe?
Cow shoe.
A cow shoe! What the fuck you?
Nuke.
A because at the two.
What?
Double Nuku!
What the fuck? This dude's a straight up fucking cartoon.
All right, I quit.
No. See, this is the mascot for the basketball team of the fucking Genghis Mask Army.
Remember when you were tired of all the awfulness that you kept seeing in? In the fucking Kamen Rider, and you were like, why do you people like this fucking show?
Wait, is this from Sentai?
This is, yeah, we're
this
in
is
Sentai villains.
First off, mistakes have been made, okay? Second off, I guess I have to give Kamen Rider at least some credit. They don't have a goofy-looking cartoon character.
In my opinion, none of this really fell into its own until about the 90s.
I hate my life.
Dude, I'm going to be real with you, though. That weapon he has... Boy, man, if he comes up there and tries to spank your ass, ooh, boy, that's going to hurt like hell.
Fucking
so,
spiky spoon.
So, I'm giving it a 3.5 because I actually know that's a Japanese yokai. You know, like the umbrella that comes to life
yes.
because you don't take care of it? Same thing happens with the shoes.
But guess what?
So I know that that's actually supposed to be a folklore monster.
And guess what?
So I'm giving it the 3.5. It would be a 5 for being an actual yokai that I recognize. But it's too goddamn goofy, so it loses points.
Except
two.
It's also been nailed
generous.
With the double nukes, so
yeah,
there's
I know.
No saving this man.
Yeah, I know, but I'm at least fucking rating fairly, so I have 2 negative fives, a 3.5, and a 2. Who'd I miss?
Me.
Oh, okay.
0.
No.
The nuke is saved.
It needs to go to a 0.
It's a negative 0.9.
We need you to nuke something later, I'm sure.
I've been saving my nuke.
Dead bird mask.
That's disgusting. That's awesome.
That's not a bird.
That's
fucking
a pterodactyl.
That's a dinosaur.
Fucking what's it? Oh, Sauron.
X-Men.
X-Men. Sauron.
Yeah.
It's a pterodactyl.
Fucking, they stole Ridley's head before Ridley existed.
You know what I'm getting a feel, Bill? I'm getting a feel of like a Dragon Quest monster.
He does look like a Dragon
yes,
Quest monster.
Does. So, yeah. 4.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, what?
He's a Dragon Quest monster. So
he's a
4.
Dragon Quest monster,
he
straight
looks like
up.
Dragon Quest monster. One of them goofy-looking monsters. He's not terrifying. He's actually quite adorable. I can't fight that thing. I demorph and leave.
Oh, no, I'll still kill him because he's probably worth some kind of experience, and we'd need that right now.
Are we level grinding? Oh, shit.
Always level
grinding.
Considering
the fact that Dragon Quest runs on Dragon a levels Christ. Per hour, so you have to grind for an hour to get a level.
Unless it's Dragon Quest 3.
It's true.
For one reason, because then you could, you know, revert to level 1 under a new class and still kind of retain some of the shit that you had from the other class.
It's kind of broke.
Yeah.
It's not as broke as you think.
No, no,
Dragon
it's
Quest
not.
3 is taking us the longest of any of them that we've played so far.
Like,
it is really dragging at the end.
It's like we have our hero, we got our warrior lady, we got Monk Bill, and then we had Old Man Wizard Nick. And then we got to level 20, we went up a tower, I found a fucking magic scroll that said, "Be smarter." And then we went to this abbey, and we talked to this guy, and he's like, "Hey, would you like to become smarter?" I said, "Yes, please do that for me." And then suddenly, I became youthful. But I lost a lot of my magic potency. And then I was like, I gotta re-level back up. It sucked.
So anyway, I got a 4, a 4, a 2, and a 3.
Actually, it was like... Master, 3.5.
Okay.
It was like Master Roshi meets Gandalf was kind of what it looked like.
3.3 then.
Fallen Leaf Mask.
Dude, it's like the fucking swamp monster.
He's creepy, he's neat. 4.
Yeah, I agree to that.
3.
He's got like that angry, 3. Spooky Halloween tree face. I like that. Mm-hmm. I give him a 4.5. I gotta be nice to something.
3.7
cool.
For knockoff Swamp Thing.
Yeah, actually, it does kind of look like an
thing.
Angry swamp ent.
Back to stupid. Got faucet you. Mask.
That's not a
Well, you didn't disappoint. You're stupid.
0.
1.
Just fucking 0.
1.
2.
1. Your weapon's impractical because you have to turn your own.
It is a 1.
He's dumb. Sentai. What the fuck?
Fencing mask.
Fencing mask?
That's a
fencing
mask.
That's
a samurai helmet.
1.
No,
that is a fencing
one?
Mask.
That actually is a kendo fencing
yep,
mask.
That's a kendo fencing mask.
He's what he said. He's a 3.5.
3.
He also has a sprinkle of samurai in there.
Well, yes, because
yeah.
Kendo was mm-hmm. how you learn swords.
Yep.
So
he's using a spear.
They use spears.
Well, yeah, that's because traditionally samurais use spear
sword
and
bow.
They well, sword was fucking last ditch effort.
Right.
It's like being a sniper.
Yeah, it's a misunderstanding.
You have your
it's
sniper
a
rifle.
It's a
samurais
misunderstanding.
Were actually archers.
Yeah. A lot of the samurai mythos singles around the sword, but they weren't stupid. Most of them stayed on horseback. They used bows. You got a little closer. They went directly for their spears or
like
pikes or naginatas.
Right. Rifle, but somebody gets close
and
to you,
the
you
last
the
ditch,
gun.
The last
right.
ditch effort was if you were dumb enough to be that close and that dangerous, they moved on to their sword. It was the last thing they
right.
used.
Because Japanese steel, no matter how much people try to romance katanas, Japanese steel back in the day was fucking garbage. Like, it really was. They'd, like, they didn't have steel down too well. So it was iron with tiny bits of steel in it. Like, actually forged correctly to be steel.
2.
So they were actually very, very, very easily broken.
I'm going to give this guy a 3.5. It doesn't bother me.
See, that's why I shaved, so I don't itch my beard.
No, I started itching mine, and Bill was like, shit, mine itches too now.
Uh-huh.
Fucking dry patch. All right,
so who'd I miss?
Chin.
I don't know.
What's your scores?
Well, I've got a 3.5, a 3, a 2, and another 3.5.
3?
I said 1.5.
Ah, there we are.
I was the first one to score him.
Yeah, no, but fucking...
See,
okay.
Wait, when
2.7.
I hear fencing mask, I'm thinking fencer. Fucking dumb little rapier thing.
Oh, so stupid. Glasses mask.
He's got so many shades.
Before you can fight me, you must take an eye test.
What's the first letter?
I'm wearing a big helmet, so, F?
Nah, it's A, bitch. You fail.
No, no, see,
no,
what you don't understand
is... the first letter is not completely closed fucking O.
Nope. The first letter is F. The second letter is U. What? Boom!
It's true.
Done. Moving on.
Goose egg.
This dude gets a .1.
Well, he's not terrifying.
Only because I like the shades that are the third down. That's it. He gets a .1 for those shades.
If you fight this guy,
he gets a fucking 2.5 for me because he is what he said he was.
But
holy
he's dumpy.
Fuck is he dumpy.
So stupid.
The worst part is, look how big his fucking ears are.
But look at it. If you fought this man at night, he's such a fucking douche because he wears his sunglasses at night.
Just like your favorite Reploid.
No, hey, he's allowed to.
Just like Albert Wesker, he too wears his sunglasses
and
at
he's
night.
Allowed to.
Ass.
Ass. Oh, this guy gets a 0 because I don't like his tie-dye fucking jumpsuit. It looks like he looks like he just got done.
We're running out of minions. Dr. Specs.
All right, so...
God damn it!
He is a .896 or a .9 when we round up.
I knew this day would come.
I have been training for...
End me!
Iron Snake Mask.
Okay, it's a snake head, but he's dumpy.
One.
He's fucking stupid. One.
What fucking weapons he got?
It's a floss. Whip. It's a whip.
That's floss.
No, that's like half a jump rope.
It's a fucking very sad whip.
He's trying to whip and he's trying to nay-nay before it was a thing.
Yes, first it off, is definitely a very sad whip.
Take that whip and you can floss your fucking overbite, motherfucker.
You can take that whip and shove it straight up your ass!
Hi, guys. I'm a terrifying monster.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm glad Seth knew that was the cue.
Yeah.
And I haven't said it like that in a while, so I figured it was time.
Exactly. It's like when Shane says...
It's been a few months.
Do you know what happens? I'm like, okay, here we go. So something else for the list of shame, because if you don't announce it, then I'm just going to start adding the shit to your fucking list, even if you tell me it's a 1.
0.
Thank you. 1.176, so 1.18.
Is it noon yet?
No.
It's God damn
Iron
it.
Spider mask time.
Like,
it is a spider.
The color scheme is
it
so
is,
bad.
But the fucking angle makes it look like it's a fucking elephant spider.
This is worse than Arachnoman.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
See, on the battlefield... You know what would happen?
Wrestling reference.
I would laugh, and then I would throw Shane in front of me and run the other direction.
WCW guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Not because I'm terrified, but because I would die.
Well, to be fair, he's not a real spider, so there's not real venom. So you,
I
you
don't
might
trust
be
it.
Okay.
It's a
because
monster.
It's
Sentai. Its venom is probably 5 times worse than a spider.
Exactly.
So that thing fucking gets near Nick, and it just falls over dead. Now, I will tell you...
If Morphing Grid be damned, I don't trust its power enough
fucking,
to protect Nick from anaphylactic shock.
They've already proven, actually, literally proven in one of our reviews that if you get bit by a snake and you are dying of poison, you just take your helmet off and you're fucking cured. That's how Billy got cured.
It's true.
We literally talked about it in the season where they get the other Rangers... He gets bit by a super toxic, super venomous snake, rolls on the ground for a while, the other Rangers come over, take his helmet off, and he's fucking fine.
Oh yeah, that's because that's when Rocky, Adam, and
yep.
Aisha see
it's
him
fucking
as
cured.
Billy?
Cured of all poison, just take your helmet off.
I didn't realize that.
That's how it worked. Hey. It's exactly how
but
they saved
how does
Billy.
It work for anaphylactic shock?
Take your helmet off.
Well, are we sure?
Worked for Billy.
And
Billy was
fair,
literally Billy was literally Billy was literally paralyzed, suffocating, and dying of poison from a bite from a snake. They took his helmet off, and he was like, "Whew, thank God!" Then he was fine. You just take your helmet off. I don't know why that cures you
there,
in Ranger Land, but it does.
Spam call about my fucking extended
I guess
warranty.
I'll give it a 2.
On my van from 1999, which doesn't have a fucking warranty.
I
literally,
one
of these days when I have a day off, I'm going to answer
yeah.
those spam
one.
Calls and actually fuck about with these people and be like, oh, I have an extended warranty on my van from 1999.
No. What you do is you say, oh, my extended warranty? Which vehicle are you talking about? You talking about my 1973 Ford Pinto?
Answer your phone and get them talking about the warranty. And then start asking weird questions like, well, so far I tend to feed it mostly grains.
Sometimes moonshine.
I know. I did that with somebody one day. They called me pretending to be Amazon.
I watched a video.
Hey, we see that you ordered a new iPhone. So I came back at, yes, we see that you ordered a new iPhone. Well, why the fuck do I have an iPhone? I got a Galaxy, goddammit. Sir, that is what we're trying to do. No, you don't understand. I already have a Galaxy phone. Now fuck off and die, and hung up on it.
Fuck off and die.
So anyway, so I got a 1 from Scott. I got a 2 from Shane.
I gave it a
1.
I gave it a
2.5.
His colors suck, but he is a speeder man.
And to be fair, if you have arachnophobia, you cannot fight this motherfucker.
I don't have arachnophobia.
I just have a severe dispassion.
And I have arachnophobia, and I could definitely kill that motherfucker. And yes, 1.7.
Cool. Kettle mask.
All right. I understand once you kill the monster of the week, usually whatever they did to you is cured because they is dead. Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure normal human allergies are not covered under that pretext.
Nick, Iron Maiden mimic.
Why? No, just why?
Because it's a mimic that was created out of an Iron Maiden.
Which is stupid.
I'm into 2.
Fucking 0 this bitch.
Okay, list of Nick, alright.
I just, no!
1.
And 1.
Because it didn't even look like a mimic. Now it looks like a super grinny fucking Gorn head.
Well, it's a 1.
Just
so
shittier.
You can't even give him a hug. Because he'll stab you with his spiky chest.
Oh my god. Lethal injection mask.
Well, this will scare... Yeah.
Good! Please come closer.
Shane, it's coming.
Put me out of my misery.
Oh, no. I can't. No, no, no.
0.
Nope. Motherfucking 5. Put me out of my misery for this episode.
Nope. I'm going to tell you right now. If we're fighting that thing, you're like, God damn it, where's Shane? I ain't going out there. That guy, I have a needle phobia like a motherfucker. I ain't going out there.
It's 1.
We need you. We need your Megazord. Fucking Bill, summon it. You got the leadership role. Summon it. I'm going to say
yep,
evidently
Bill.
You could do that.
Yeah, you can.
Because
you
Bill.
See, Jason just summoned the entire Mega... No.
Leaders have the ability to summon...
It's not just him, though. Remember, they summoned the Megazord, like, without Jason once.
Well, to be fair, I think they all can summon the Megazord.
Yeah, they did. It was during the Green with Evil thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Zack is acting as the leader of the team at the time, and he just summons the Megazord.
I think whoever's acting as the leader gets to summon all the Zords. And since Zack is technically second in command...
Wouldn't that be crazy if they were just being considerate and they always summon their own Zord, but, like, in all honesty, like, I don't like the fact that I'm this, so I'm like, fucking giant lion! And the dude's like, dude, the giant lion, you can have the fucking stupid other thing.
You can have
dude,
the fucking
you can
frog.
Be the cock. You can be the cock.
You be the frog! See how you fucking like it!
Anyway,
Adam, are you... No, I'm not okay!
He at least admitted what he is. He is what he is. So I'm at a 3. It's a 1.
No, I'm not being fair with this one. I have a fucking phobia.
Mammoth mask.
I'm afeard of spiders. So I still gave it.
But
decent.
That spider guy.
How is that
better.
A mammoth?
Nah.
Tusks.
Yeah, the tusks.
Oh no.
That looks like a shitty wig.
Hoof.
1.
You know, there's other
animals. Pelt.
0.
Still, what other animal has tusks?
Puma.
A warthog.
A walrus. Damn it, Griff, I told you to stop making a bad
stupid thingy.
Now, unless somebody else has another name.
Simmons, what's that?
For the new vehicle.
Mythical creature.
No, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
I can't do the
you
fucking
go,
SARS voice.
Now, unless somebody else has another name for the new vehicle, we're going to call it the warthog. How about it, Griff? Are you sure? How about Phoenix?
No.
Hey, Simmons, what's the name of that Mexican lizard? Eats all the goats. That's the Chupacabra, sir. Chupa thingy. I like it. It's got a ring to it.
It looks like a poo.
Simmons, get the warthog. You mean the chipper thingy?
I love when they're up. I love when Blue team's up on the cliff. He's like, I can't tell what that vehicle is. It kind of looks like a puma.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a big cat thing. Oh, like a puma?
Yeah.
Too, because it's the fucking skull from the Lion King that the hyenas come out of.
Yep.
Da Supena, this monster fucking sucks. He gets a zero from Nick.
Actually, since Nick sung that, I'm gonna make
it's a lion. Hey,
I'm
look,
it
it's
a
lion.
Damn it, I wasn't trying to give him points.
Okay, so now, hold on.
Okay. You said it's because Nick sang it.
It's a two.
Because I was on the fence, really.
Ugh, it's fucking muggy as shit
it's a
here.
Douche.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to get up to like 80 something.
It's
a day
supposed to
right,
rain.
You're right, Scott. That guy is a douche.
If it would just rain, it wouldn't be so bad.
We ready?
I'm ready.
Parabolic mask.
The fuck? The fuck?
It's a fucking fan.
No, it's a weird satellite.
It's
antenna.
A one.
It looks like a fan.
No, it's like one of those. It's like a radar dish.
Yeah.
With an antenna. Okay, that's. That's.
Hey, bitch, how many fingers am I holding up? I know I have no eyes.
I want to hate it, but I can't.
Oh, don't worry. I can.
I'm going to give it a three.
Does anybody still have a nuke to drop?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to give it a three, too. Standing there with the soldiers, it looks like it fits.
Yeah. It's not bad.
One.
We've seen worse today.
I love that. Oh, don't worry. I can. I
2.2.
You have nothing to fear, Nick.
Okay.
Except for fear itself.
If you can't hate something, I'm here for you.
Piano mask.
Sing us a song, his piano mask. Sing us a song right now.
His little red eyes. He looks so sad.
He looks
Shane
so sad.
Is about to put it on the list.
I think his cape has music notes on it.
It does.
So I think
it's a music sheet.
Yeah, he has a music sheet for a cape. That's not okay. I'll give this guy a three. He don't bother me.
I feel so sad for the saying. I'm giving it a three.
Yeah, he's so sad. I'd be sad too if I had a piano.
I would keep kicking him in the teeth so I could make music. That's how I would fight him specifically. Bring yes.
No.
You play Beethoven?
No. See, Bill would be like kicking in the teeth, and it'd be like bring, and then I'd kick it in the teeth, and it'd be like playing Moonlight Sonata. Be like Resident Evil, bitches.
That doesn't make sense, but sure.
Bill, help me kick it. We're going to play chopsticks.
Could you guys please quit kicking me in the mouth?
No!
The monster is like, can we just use the finishing move and kill me? No.
My life sucks.
This is the most fucking fun we've had in weeks. Have you seen the other masks?
In months. Months even.
Yes.
You know what? Just for that, this dude gets a 4.5.
Yeah.
There we go. And then what'd you give, Bill? 3? Okay. All right. 3.2 because I was the hater and gave him a 2.5 right off the bat.
I was kind of hoping somebody else would have just bumped up with another Billy Joel joke, but nope, just Nick.
Pineapple mask.
That's a coconut, bitch!
That's a pineapple that went bad.
It's a pineapple.
That's a rotten pineapple. That's disgusting.
It's a zero.
Yeah, it's a zero.
Hey, Shane.
One at best.
It's a two.
I mean, it's, yeah.
You know what? Do you know what happens when you look like ass?
I do know what happens when you look like ass.
You get assed!
You got assed.
Spray the shit all over him.
Gross.
0.976 or a 0.98.
The fuck? Rib cage mask.
Gross. Actually,
I mean,
quite terrifying.
That is actually terrifying.
Yeah,
fuck?
The spinal column of your enemies has come to fight. I'm the backbone of this army.
I mean, it didn't lie. It's a three.
Puns. Quips.
Yeah,
jokes.
Whatever.
He's got a bone to pick with you.
Witty.
Okay, if we're going to Jafar the shit out of this, this guy's getting a four. We're just going to drop pun to be puntastic.
The puntastic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do three.
Yeah, because we're Jafaring this shit.
Two.
I'm going to give it a 4.2.
That's right.
You fucking would.
That's right. Give it a high score.
3.24.
It's
by the way,
and
there's
awesome.
There's 5 minutes left, so anybody with nukes or genocide left.
Nothing has deserved a genesis.
Okay, last.
In case, you never know.
Here's the last one of the night.
You mean the morning?
Yeah.
No, it's nighttime.
It's nighttime for me, yeah.
It's the last one of this episode, Rooster Comb Mask. Oh, wow.
Zero.
Wow.
Jake, now is the time.
Yeah, now's the time. Nuke it.
Nick.
Shoot her.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
So that's a double nuke then.
No, I've already used mine.
No, to
no because I'm using mine because Colonel Sanders didn't cook this motherfucker long enough.
So my nuke will.
Yes.
Oh, shit, with two nukes, I think we may have overdone it.
Check out his weapon, Shane.
Bill.
It's a chicken foot.
It's
Bill,
chicken
please
foot.
Tell me you're going to triple nuke this bitch.
He's got a chicken foot.
He needs a little longer to cook.
Bill.
Look, just because
chicken,
he had...
If you saw the chicken feet I did at Walmart while putting out the frozen meats,
I've
you'd
seen
be nuking
them.
The shit.
I lived in Alabama.
Those are gross. Those are
they
those
make
are
them
gross.
There. It says you can get them on restaurant menus.
No, when I did.
You know what, yeah. Seth? From now on, I know how I'm going to introduce my nuke, though. I'm just going to look at you and say, did somebody call for an exterminator?
Fair
and
enough.
You'll know.
Yeah. If I remember, I don't know. My brain's
that
fried,
or I'll just
yes.
say, never know what hit him.
Right. Okay, so I have a zero and two nukes.
Or I could just scream Metal Gear. I mean, it does launch nukes. Metal Gear can't be.
Zero on this guy, I guess.
Fuck that. Why didn't you nuke him?
I don't hate him that much. I don't hate him that much.
The rest of us do.
Don't worry.
Shane does.
Don't worry. I'm here to hate everything for you guys.
Thanks for that, buddy.
Drinking that Haterade.
That's Pepsi.
No, that's...
I don't have Gatorade.
What was that?
What is that?
It's something you can't have. It's mango.
It's Victory Cola, technically.
Because
that's
sweet,
what we made
delicious
Cola
Victory
out of.
Cola.
Can't drink it.
Whoa!
I actually don't know if I would anyway.
So bad for you.
Because we made Victory Cola out of a Pepsi.
Killing me.
So anyway, I've got two nukes and
you
two zeros.
You enjoying that?
I'm enjoying
that. You enjoying the idea that I can't have it?
So is Shane dropping his nuke then?
Shane was the one dropping his nuke.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
No, it's two nukes and three zeros.
Okay.
So that's why Nick and me both turned the game.
That's why I wanted to make sure. So he's a negative three.
Oh, you suck so much. D!
Get dunked. Because you really fucking suck. Get dunked.
I'm sorry I was doing that. I know you can't have a lot of stuff and I'm not trying to be a D-bag.
Bill's just staring down at Shane's soda intently.
Soda, like,
the bad chicken's a negative three. We're done with this episode. Shane, say the thing.
Goodbye, friend.
Shane, say the thing.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.